How long have you been writing poetry for?
Just since 19, I wrote my first poem the 9th of October 1999.
Oh, right. Have you been thinking about it?
No, really, because I had four kids and I was a teacher, I was a counsellor, not a C counsellor, an S counsellor. Trained with marriage guidance. So
aye.
I did that, you see.
And
it was when I retired and I was waiting to have hips joints replaced.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't sleep at night because of the pain. And I had translated something into the Doric for my brother from the Lorimer Bible.
Uh-huh.
Because he'd been asked to read, you know, in America, and he said, I can't read this.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm no surprised because it's Naor Scots.
Mm-hmm.
And I put into the Doric for him the Christmas story for Luke.
Oh, yeah,
and that was the first thing I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I couldn't sleep at night and I was sitting, well, it was the dining room there, I started writing and it was in the Doric.
Mm-hmm.
My first language.
Aye, aye.
You know, just...
And why do you think that happened? Was it...
Well, maybe triggered off with my brother doing that, but also... I was in such pain, it's hard to mind now the pain I was in.
Aye.
Before they gave me the new hip.
And was it arthritis or something?
Mm. Oh yes, I have osteoarthritis.
Aye.
Just so I have two new hips now. So the first book, pamphlet of poems, Tuchet Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that for my 70th birthday. Because I thought, I'll never do anymore, and it's going to leave it for my kids, you see. Never thinking that I would...
carry on.
That's right.
And so if it kind of... I mean, did you only kind of experience of writing in Doric before, or was this the first time?
No. Just that... But then I've got a very musical ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I write... Oh, yes, that was the other thing. When I did the look, the Christmas story for Luke for my brother, I didn't know who to write it, you know. And then I found that book that I was looking at just now, A Tongue in Your Head.
Aye, aye.
James Robertson edited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this and cried the glory hole. And I'm thinking, it's this, you know. And then I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, this is the Doric, and that's how you write it. And it's Sandy Fenton.
Aye, aye.
And
first he face, he Buckins.
He's actually from Achterlesh, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say I'm from Ellen, although Sandy, I've got to know him,
mm-hmm.
Says that my Doric's different from his. Now,
aye.
I don't know how far my Doric comes from, because I have the feeling my grandparents... Well, it was all around about Tarvis and places like that.
Aye.
That bit of Ellen, that bit of Aberdeenshire.
Mm-hmm.
Although my dad was born in Strachan,
mm-hmm.
and I was born away up in Deeside,
Logie Colston,
near Darland. And then my primary education was aye in the Don side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eithin was Ellen Academy. So I have the association with these three rivers. And I think I want to write something about the three rivers, you know. Never done that, but well, there's time.
And so had you read other folks' Doric poetry before?
Well,
or was
Charles
it just this
Murray,
thing?
Charles
aye.
Murray,
aye, aye,
you know.
Aye,
but
aye.
Then you see, at school you only ever got the you got a Sabbath sucker, Fermacle Road and Tree, you know, you
mm-hmm.
just... but. It's been quite interesting. I've noticed this all through my life. There's been somebody somewhere who's kind of pointed me. And it's only been years and years later that I thought, oh, right. And I was working as a chambermaid before I went to university up in Turnacoil in Bankery. And the cook, who was English, for some reason, she seemed to take a great liking to me, and she'd go for walks in the afternoon, and she'd ask me to go with her. I'm lapsing into English because I'm thinking about her, And we would go for walks. And she gave me this book of Charles Murray, before I left. Mm-hmm. Now, why did she do that?
No idea.
Do you know? No. Just not, but there's...
Had you can't tell us money afore?
I can't tell afore through the school, mm-hmm. but, you know, but I liked poetry because when I was at the secondary school, you know, I used to go up and down my bedroom reciting our sorts uh-huh. of things, you know, and even in German as well, you know, it was, I just liked the sound of it. On either side the river lie long fields of barley and of rye that clothe the wold and meet the sky. You know, it was the sound and the feel in your mouth when you're reciting mm-hmm. poetry is another thing, you know, that I think is important. The only other person I've heard mention that about the feel in your mouth is Maggie Gibson.
Oh,
One time she was talking and then she said, I've got to feel it in my mouth, she said. And I thought, I know what she's talking about, mm-hmm. you know.